Hello, this is Adam Daniel Mizet at The Real ADM on Twitter. It's over minus 20 degrees, below minus 20 degrees, that is, here in the Canadian financial and cultural capital city known as Toronto. And, you know, the cold weather kind of brings thoughts out. One of the thoughts that I've had in recent days is the idea of Canada North, Canada South. I was watching this documentary called Vanishing Point about the changing climatology north of the 60th parallel of latitude in what's known as Canada's Arctic North, or in Greenland, which is, of course, in the same level. The idea being that there's a whole ecosystem going on in this country that is not really visible to most Canadians. And the people that are living north of the 60th parallel, just for comparison's sake, most of the Canadian border that runs contiguous to the United States runs along the 49th parallel. However, it dips southward at a place called Lake of the Woods in the province of Ontario, which is my home province, and it gets as low as 42 degrees latitude. Anyway, north latitude, that is. But Canada North, Canada South, can you imagine? Amongst the Inuit of Canada's Arctic, they have what's called Canada South. We're south to them. Whereas if you ask most Americans and you say the word Canada, you know, all they think about is like whatever we see going on outside the window at this time of the day. And at this time of the year, that is. Just an interesting thought. And it really makes for great cinema, incidentally. The documentary was fascinating. Just about, you know, narwhal hunts and dog sleds and just people are completely resilient. You know, their physiognomy has been considerably evolved to equip them with life in harsh, extreme conditions. You know, it's like, compared to some other places where I've been, where a little bit of snow falls and everything goes completely pear-shaped. You know, the city becomes completely, chronically, and irreversibly debilitated. Whereas, you know, some people that just live in the circumpolar region, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Canada, Russia, Iceland, Denmark, don't really have these problems. You know, we kind of just roll with it. Anyway, that's a Friday thought for you. Adam Daniel Mizet, adamdanielmizet.com. And this has been another boo! Audio boo! Boo! Booyaka!